I want to preach this message called, it's actually called Like Stars Forever, and it comes out of the series. We did a whole month in our church on Light of the World. And the guy here in the screen here is an older gentleman called Wee Pokey. And he's one of our oldest church members. He's in his 80s. And he came to faith in his late 70s. And he said this to me, I'll never forget it. Just, you know, in every church you have these beautiful stories. And he said to me, all my life I've been a loner, you know, just doing my own thing. And he says, but now I have God and my church family. And he actually came on our internship. So last year he was on our internship in his 80s. And he's got such a heart for outreach. I mean, this guy is finishing strong, you know. Some of us start well, but the key in the kingdom is finishing strong. And he comes from a family of about 10 siblings, and he's already led two of his sisters to the Lord before they passed away. You know, just amazing. Sat with them at the bedside and shared his testimony and led them to the Lord. And, you know, so today I want to talk about the light of Christ, like stars forever. And my scripture, if you've got a Bible here, is Daniel 12 and verse 3. And I just want to pray for some people here in the room just to be refreshed in the light, to be stirred up in the call of light upon their lives. Daniel 12 and verse 3 says, "And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like stars forever and ever." And this is a beautiful scripture. And what it's doing for us is refreshing us on the power of the light that we have in our lives as we're followers of Christ. The light is bright, illuminating, encouraging, life-changing. And the light changes us. And, it's the same in the natural world. When the light touches creation, it grows. It's called photosynthesis. And I'm sure there's somebody else here in the room that could give us a great lecture on that. I won't be doing it right now, but the bottom line is the light touches creation and it grows. And how much more so in the spiritual world as the light of Christ hits our lives. It causes us to change and to grow. And growth and change should be a natural process for disciples. And I want to encourage us all, let 2023 be a year where the light of Christ touches our life afresh and causes us to change and grow. Come on, who's up for that here today? Come on, let the light of Christ touch you afresh. And so I've just got a few encouragements here on being the light, because that's a tall order, isn't it? When Jesus said to us, "You're the light of the world," it's like, no pressure, but you are the light of the world. And so let me give you some encouragements here today. Number one is understand that our lives contain the light of life. You know, you don't have to, I think sometimes Christians are trying hard for stuff, and we all do, we try hard. But this is not something you've got to try for. If you're a believer in Christ, you have the light of life. We live in a world that kind of tries to bring the darkness, you know, tries to make us feel separated and alone. And, you know, poor old Wee, this beautiful gentleman. Honestly, our church loves him because he's got so much faith. And yet he spent his whole life on his own, just doing his own thing, you know, drinking alcohol and just, and all this while, you know, God had this light for his life. And finally, the light got in. Somebody just said, "I'm taking you to church." And he had the courage in his late 70s to lift his hand and respond to the gospel. And honestly, he's a hero in our church. And he can't handle it. You know, he's up on the screen for a whole month in our church. You know, this is the power of the light turning up in our lives. Understand that our lives contain the light of Christ. Hey, come on, here in Tauranga on a Sunday morning, who's got some light on board today? Come on, come on. Let's give a shout of praise if you got some light on board here. And, you know, we got to celebrate the light. man, I got a fresh revelation at this month and at the conference there of just, man, I've preached on this thing. We've all shared on the light of the world, but I was blown away just how important this is for every single one of us. There are 205 scriptures in the Bible that talk about light. And the sun, our natural light, operates at 6,000 degrees on the surface and 15 million degrees at its core. And yet, it is just an imitation of the light of life. Can I get an amen here today? It's just an imitation of the light of life. You've got to understand what is inside of you. I mean, you can't look at this sun when it comes out occasionally in New Zealand. Every now and again, three or four times across summer, it'll turn up. You can't look at this thing, and yet it's just an imitation of the light of Christ. There's no sun in heaven because we have the Son of God. We have the light of life bringing us the light. And without light, our lives fall into darkness. Without the natural sun, we only have a few days left on planet Earth. Isn't that amazing? Everything just dies without the sun. And in the same way, we've got to keep ourselves connected to the light of life, who is going to keep us alive and flourishing. John 8 and verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we can be confident. We might have some tough days that we face, and there's people here, we've all been through some. But you are not going to walk in darkness again because you've got the light, even in the toughest moment, even in, you know, the valley and in some dark places, the light of Christ is with us. You know, our churches should be a celebration of the light. Don't let the church get quiet. Quiet church has forgotten that they got 15 million degrees of light inside of them. You know, our churches should be a celebration of the light every time we get together. Come on. Are you with me here in Tauranga? A celebration of the light. That feels like a very muted kind of, in our church, we ban golf claps, you know, just like, yes, pastor. Because if you're going to clap, we've got to clap. Come on, so come on, who's going to celebrate the light here this morning? You know, man, don't let the church lose its praise. If the enemy can steal your praise and celebration in the house, man, I just had a moment here today in your church. You know, it's just a beautiful thing to be in the presence of the Lord. Like, it's don't lose your heart for the house. You know, your love for this thing that we're doing. It's not a show or a production. You know, I know the media is going to tell you we're making huge amounts of money out of this thing. I'd like to find out where it is. I'm looking for it. No, because the church has got a huge output. Whatever the input is, God wants the output to be bigger, amen, so that we're pouring stuff out there. And hearing about you guys running this meal recently and feeding, it's beautiful. Food costs a fortune, but it's great that we're able to help people and bless people. And, you know, don't lose your heart for it. Madeline Lengle says, maybe you have to know the darkness before you can appreciate the light. And I know many of us understand that. I've walked some days in the darkness, and I got to tell you, when I came back into the light, I've just taken a hold of it, and I never want to walk in that darkness again. And for everybody here, you know, don't let the world entice you. Don't let the world steal your heart, because at the end of the journey, it's darkness, it's brokenness, and just celebrate the light. Don't let the light go out. You know, here's an old song, same as we're talking about Darlene Check and old worship things. Beautiful. Keith Green says, oh Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. You know, maybe are you here today and you need to have that fire lit again. Replace the lamp. Let the lamp start burning again. You know, I'd love to pray for that in a moment. If there's people here, you lost the fire, you've lost the lamp. Come on, let's keep it alive. Our society needs more light and less darkness. And you and I are these lights. Number two, our calling is to let the light shine through our everyday lives. So evangelism is not just something that we do in a meeting every now and again. Evangelism and just letting the light shine is something that God's given to every single one of us. It's just taking the light with you to work tomorrow. Letting the light shine in your family and in your friend group and at school and university. This scripture, it says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above. This was a prophetic word spoken about a future generation. And I want to ask you here today, are we going to be that generation that shines the light of the brightness of the sky? Or are we going to sort of just bump along in the ordinary life, sucked in by the world to some, you know, ordinary life? Every single one of you here today, you were not created to be ordinary. There's nothing ordinary about you. The fact that your body works is like a miracle. And for some people, it is actually a miracle because it didn't used to work. But for all of us, it's God's miracle. Our human body just moving and breathing and living and everything that we're doing. And so who are we going to be, church? A generation that shines, you know, can we fulfill that prophecy? Or are we just going to bump along and wait for some other radical human beings? Come on, can we be that radical in 2023? Come on, City Church, Tauranga. Can we be those radical human beings, young and old, young and old? And it says they'll shine like the brightness of the sky. And this word shine is a Hebrew word, zohar, and it means brightness, splendor, radiance, the brightness of the firmament, which is the sky. The goal of our lives is not just to live, but to reflect the light of Christ. We are not living if we're not part of reflecting the light. The whole of the kingdom relies on God's people letting Christ shine through them. And, sometimes people ask me as a pastor, what's the church doing? But I'm just one guy. These look pretty sturdy, so I'm just going to stand. I'm a musician, so officially allowed to stand on the PA. I'm just one person. The leader of the church is not the church. We're just the church is a community. We are the church. You know, I should be asking you, what's happening in the church? And the church is radical when we all understand the importance of the light, that we all play just such a crucial and radical part in the kingdom. We can't just live a normal life because we have the light. It's dishonoring to God. It's dishonoring to God every day of our lives if we have the light of life and we just go ahead and live a normal life. Please never do it again. Never do it again. We've got to tomorrow, wherever you're going, just take the light with you. Remind yourself in the morning that you are the light of life inside of you through Christ. We know this great scripture, Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, a city is a place of strength, of power. In the Bible times, cities came into being as a place of refuge, a place of safety in numbers. And God wants his church to be a place of refuge, a place of strength and influence. Let's never reduce it to just a weekly service. It's not a service, man. This is just a sort of a stir up, an encouragement sesh before the main event, which is you and I just going out into our lives and trying our best to just reflect the love of Jesus. And a city on a hill is able to be seen, and that's what God wants. You know, one of the things I always see, and actually I'm going to see it tonight because I have to drive home tonight, so please come out tonight service because I've got to come preach and then drive back to Auckland because I have to do jury duty tomorrow Monday morning. I've got out of it three times already and they pretty much wrote me a letter and said, yeah, you will turn up or else you will be actually on the other side of the jury. I'm coming. But one of the things that's going to make my trip special is coming over the Bombay Hills, and you see from 50 kilometers away, you see the lights of Auckland City. And this is God's vision for his church, that we're illuminated, that we're bright, that we're shining together. Kaufman said on his commentary on this, there is no greater light for God than the church that is fulfilling its mission in the community. And, you know, let's be stirred afresh, City Church. Come on, let's be stirred afresh in 2023 for all that God wants to do. And as I'm coming over here, it's great to see, you know, a bunch of younger people in the church today. And, you know, I just believe God wants to bring a new generation into the house of God, a new generation that are going to be strong and radical and full of faith. And I'd love to pray these guys come tonight. I want to pray for some of our younger people tonight. Number three is our ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. The scripture says, and those who turn many to righteousness are like stars in the sky forever. And the ministry of reconciliation, as we know, is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, as anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What a beautiful ministry. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed us to the message of reconciliation. You know, I think one of the, I love evangelism, but that word is just such a full-on word, and none of us feel worthy of it. So let's take that word away. You know, God's just looking for some credible witnesses. And God's just looking for a credible witness in your family. God's looking for a credible witness in your workplace. A credible witness in the school. A credible witness in university. And that's all we got to be, guys. Don't freak yourself out, because none of us can live up to these big titles. God just wants a credible witness. Just turn up, man. Be you. Be you, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, filled with this light of light. You know, he does the heavy lifting, guys. You don't have to try and be amazing, because that's fraught with danger for us. just be you and know that Jesus is real, and that he's put this light in your life. And that light is unbelievably powerful. And so it can give everything you do the power of God. The power of God. And, you know, if they can see it in us, it will lead to God getting the glory. So, you know, when you, I just say, going to work, just turn up early and bring a good attitude. Just pray up and turn up into that place and say, God, I just give you today. At school, at university, you know, some of the most radical people are actually our students that are willing to speak up when teachers and lecturers are just disregarding the faith. And my son's done it at university, Auckland Uni, being that one person in the class that sticks their hand up and says, yeah, I don't agree with that. And nobody sees that apart from heaven. And I just want to encourage anyone that speaks up in a family and in a workplace. You know, that one person, you feel like you're getting hammered, but this is your moment just to represent the life of Christ. D.L. Moody said, there is no greater honor than to be the instrument in God's hands of leading one person out of the kingdom of Satan into the glorious light of heaven. And come on, let's stir ourselves afresh. Let's stir ourselves afresh for this most important work in 2023. I just feel like this year matters. This year matters. I know we're sort of, you know, as a nation, it's sort of like this recovery year, and it's important to recover. But come on, who's got some urgency here today? There's some urgency for the kingdom. There's some urgency for some lives that need the light of Christ. Don't put it off to 2024 or some other time. But now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. And number four is our destination is eternity. I know for a lot of you people that it feels like the destination is the Bay of Plenty, and that's not a bad destination. But actually, for God's people, our destination is eternity. It says, and I want to finish on this, like stars in the sky forever. The legacy of the light is to shine the goodness of God in eternity. All that matters is the issues of eternity. We need to lift our eyes. Every single one of us is God's people. We need to lift our eyes. You know, our family, my immediate family, has just walked through the valley of the shadow of death. Fiona's dad just passed away, and thankfully we were able to help him, you know, come into the house of God and in his later years and find his faith. And I don't much like doing funerals, but I took his funeral because Fiona said, my dad would want you to do it. And I said, okay, I have to do it. You know, but it was so awesome to share with some of his long-standing friends about the faith that he'd found. And they were really surprised, like, I can't believe this, you know. But when you're at the end of your life, you see it becomes way less about what you've accumulated and the status, which is just everything in this world. How much you got? What kind of stuff you got? You know, what level did you make it to? None of that matters at the end of your life. People are very interested in how they lived and you know, what they invested into others. And, you know, Fiona's dad was a generous guy, you know, and to see his grandsons stand up and say they wanted to emulate his generosity and his focus on family. And we all need to be reminded, eternity. You know, I want to talk about this. How long do stars last? Because this is the comparison here. Stars, as I discovered today, last for millions of years, and we see them shine. But our works of faith have a legacy greater than the stars because they last for eternity. I got a picture right here, if we can bring it up. This is of this new James Webb telescope. And it's a picture, if we can get it up here somewhere, of a star burning. And I just want everybody to get this, you know, because we just live our lives and sometimes it doesn't feel like we make a difference. But our works for the kingdom, you guys hosting those dinners and all the good works you do, picking people up for church, running youth ministry, all these things, helping people, serving people, blessing people, sharing your life, sharing your faith, it's greater than this thing that I've just, this is like the newest picture, you know, the stars always used to look white, but in this new telescope, they're red. And my next picture here is from the saints. See, this is the church. This is the church. Stars, our works of faith, guys, you know, you taking time out to pick someone up, to get them to church Sunday night, to hear this, you know. This is it. This is our lives. This is eternity, man. And you're part of it. Don't count yourself out. You're part of this. God's created you for this. Inside of you is the DNA of heaven. I love this. Let me read you the scripture. One of my favorites in the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. And he has also set eternity in the human heart. And you know, this world does a good job of making all of us feel like there's actually nothing beautiful about our lives at all. It's just broken and empty and secondhand and less than. But this is the word of the Lord for you. Everything is beautiful in its time. And there's a time that we shine, which is just us living our lives for Jesus, using our gift. Every single one of you has got a gift in your hand from God. It's amazing. It's powerful. When the light comes on it, it's unstoppable. It's like an unstoppable force of kingdom power. And he set eternity in your heart. And the rest of your life, it's a battle between the here and now and eternity. And I want to encourage you to let the gospel win. Let eternity win. Because that's going to be us. Just bring it up one more time. This is the church. Stars in the sky forever. Forever. Amen. I want to pray for a couple of things here in a moment. I just feel like God just going to unlock seasons of fruitfulness for people. The world's been trying to shut you down. God is unlocking your future. I feel like there's business people here that you got a gift to create wealth, and God doesn't want to, you know, stop you doing that, but he wants you to connect it to eternity. And it's going to take it to another level, another level. There's some adults here that kind of feel like you've missed your moment, like it's over, but I want to let the story of Wee Pokey speak to you today. It's never too late in the kingdom of God to shine the light. There's young leaders here. God wants to bring his call upon your life in a radical way. Sam's one of them. And there's others, a new generation. And I said at conference, man, if I could do it again, it was the greatest time of my life, being a young leader for the kingdom, just going for it. I'd really love to do it again. But there's many young people, God's going to give you that opportunity to reach your generation, to cause a lot of stars to shine in the sky.